I saw a piece, I think it was on 60 Minutes over the weekend, and there was just one phrase from it, just one little nugget that I gleaned. They said, never before have all of the world's top scientific minds been focused on solving one problem, that is COVID-19. It's so true. Everybody is working together to try to diagnose and treat and prevent infections from the coronavirus. America's biopharmaceutical companies are at the forefront of this, providing support to American and worldwide health authorities to combat the global public health emergency. Joining us right now, the Director of Public Affairs with the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, Andrew Poalny. Andrew, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
What kind of progress is the biopharmaceutical industry making toward treatments for COVID-19 and a vaccine for the coronavirus?
Well, I know everyone wants to get back to normal, and I have to say that science is how we do that. The progress today is very inspiring. We have 876 clinical trials testing 23 vaccines, 853 investigational therapies. The biopharmaceutical industry is tackling this virus across the board, as you said. We're working with other life science companies to develop new diagnostic tests. We're rapidly screening our vast global libraries of medicines to identify potential treatments. And as you mentioned, we are working towards developing new therapies for those already infected with the virus, and we're also working to develop a vaccine to prevent future infections. Already, we have 9 clinical trials underway. We've seen initial data thus far. Science is very serendipitous. It takes long. There's a lot of setbacks. But I'm confident that science is how we get back to normal and beat the coronavirus.
You're right. It takes a long time usually to come up with a cure for a disease, especially one so new. So what is allowing the biopharmaceutical industry to move so quickly in the fight against COVID-19?
You know, it's really interesting because the typical time frame for drug development, your listeners might not be aware, but it's actually 10 to 15 years. That being said, as you mentioned, the whole global scientific community is really coming together to tackle the coronavirus. And I'll tell you, the biopharmaceutical industry is not is used to tackling public health emergencies. We've seen it with MERS. We've seen it with SARS, influenza, HIV, hepatitis C. These are viruses where the industry has made leaps and bounds. And that past scientific experience has allowed us to lean into how we're tackling the novel coronavirus today. You know, the industry is also investing billions of dollars in technologies that have dramatically shortened the time it takes to decode the virus and develop a potential vaccine. You know, our companies also have the ability to broadly manufacture and disseminate vaccines or treatments. So once there's a regulatory approval, we're able to get those into the patients that need them most. This is a unique time, but I have to tell you, Paul, that the industry is prepared for this. We are working at lightning speed. And I think that, you know, we're going to move as quickly as possible to make sure that we get that next scientific breakthrough.
Well, it is so important and really involves a lot of collaboration, doesn't it?
You know, it absolutely does. And, you know, no one industry can do this alone. I think we need to recognize that collaboration across the board here has been unprecedented. Across even our companies, competitive interests are being set aside to advance efforts combating this virus. Our industry is working very closely with the U.S. and global health authorities in our quest to beat COVID-19. The industry is also sharing learnings from our clinical trials in real time with governments and other companies to advance the development of additional therapies. And, you know, I mentioned this earlier, but I think it bears repeating, you know, we'll share our capacity to ramp up production once a successful medicine or vaccine is developed. And then finally, you know, we're working with governments and we're working with insurers to make sure that those potential treatments and vaccines are affordable and accessible to those patients who need them.
Andrew, a lot of people have said, you know, we need to prepare for the next pandemic. This is probably not the last time we're going to deal with something like this. So what is, you know, from a biopharmaceutical perspective, how do you prepare for something like this happening again?
Well, I think it's a great question. And unfortunately, I think you're also right that there will be future public health emergencies and we need to be prepared. I think we need to recognize that science is always searching for clues to conquer disease of today, but that we're also keeping an eye out for the threats of public health tomorrow. Looking ahead, I think it's really important we recognize that we need a robust private biopharmaceutical industry because it's the industry who are taking the big risks to fight disease. And it's our industry who can bring the scientific expertise and capacity to bring about new treatments and vaccines. You know, I mentioned there's a lot of challenges, but working together, I feel confident we can beat this coronavirus.
I think technology's got to have a lot to do with that, too. The ability to, you know, in real time, as you said, collaborate with scientists around the globe.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that goes to, I sort of alluded to this earlier, but the level of collaboration among the scientific community is something we just haven't seen before. You know, typically scientists, companies, governments are very siloed in their scientific research. A lot of that has gone out the window because the whole global scientific community says, look, we got to step up. We all got to work together. And we also don't have time. Unfortunately, there's been far too many people that have been infected. Sadly, there's been far too many people who have passed away. And, you know, working together is the only way that we're going to this virus.
Yeah, and we are literally all in it together and all working for a cure or certainly treatment and vaccine. Andrew, how optimistic are you at this point that that we're going to make some significant progress? I'm not going to ask you for a timeline. That wouldn't be fair. No, none of us have a crystal ball. But what's your level of optimism in tackling COVID-19?
You know, I have met many of the men and women that are in the scientific community, and I've seen the work that they do in the labs. I know how hard they're working. They are working day in and day out. That commitment is what drives me. That commitment is also what gives me hope. I feel very hopeful that we're going to be able to tackle this virus. I'm not going to put a timeline on it, as you said, but I think that the scientific community is moving at warp speed, and that, coupled with deep scientific knowledge, passion, and a drive to make a difference, that's how we're going to solve this coronavirus.
Appreciate the insight, Andrew. Thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Great to be with you.
Take care. Bye-bye.